God.
And there must be more than this, Lord.
God, there must be more than this. God, the love
Spirit
I have for the lost, there must be more than this.
We wait for you. So fill us someday, we pray. And fill us someday, we pray. Come swimming fire and fan into flame. A path.
have on your heart, and we're going to enter in back to worship. Just keep going, and if you don't have anything on your heart, start to sing in tongues and start to sing what's ever on your heart.
Here tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know him, I want you to raise your hand right now. If you're here and you don't know him, raise it high. Okay. There's a young lady right back here. Awesome. If you want to just come forward, you're not going to be alone. Come on down here. Just be bold. We're going to have somebody just talk with you. Awesome. Come on down here. Just, if you would, just wait right here. This young guy right here is going to just talk to you in a second. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. I was like, Lord, as a ministry, how can we respond to this word? I don't know about you guys, but something happened tonight. Something happened in my soul. Something happened inside of me. And I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to personally respond to the heart of the Father. It's a little bit bigger than me right now, and I'm just saying, Lord, all right, whatever this challenge is, but here's what we're going to do as a ministry. I had a message prepared for next week, and I'm going to kind of put it in the file for another day. Next week at Generation Ministries, we're going to have an invite night. Next week, we're going to do some stuff that's kind of fun. Worship's maybe going to be a little more rowdy than normal, and we're going to present the gospel next week. What I want you to do is if you will commit, if you will covenant with me, and I don't want you up here just to make myself feel better. I could care less about that. If you will commit with me to invite your friends that you know are lost, I want you to come up front right now. there's a couple that live across the street from me, and they have kids, and one of their oldest kids got killed in a four-wheel accident, just a total freak thing, earlier this year. I don't even know the names of their other two teenage sons. They live across the street from me. Just across my street. I'm going to go across the street this week. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to invite them. And they say yes, they say no, it doesn't matter. Because God's breaking my heart for them. God's breaking the heart for a guy that I do business with. God's Spirit's all over, and I've just been asking the Lord just to give me an opportunity. Next week, we're going to present the gospel. It's going to be for the lost next week. I want you to bring every friend. I don't want you to just invite one person. I want you to go and invite the ones that the Lord lays on your heart. You might know them. You might not know them. You people, if you're popular, I want you to go get the nastiest, rattiest, stinkiest kids in your school and love on them and bring them here. John the Baptist sent his disciples to ask if Jesus was the one. And he said, tell them this, the blind see, the dead are raised, and the poor hear the gospel. If you want to prove your love, get those kids that sit in the corner. Get those kids that normally you've been too cool to associate with. That's humility. That's a practical thing. Don't just expect the gospel to be shared here. Next week it will be. But if you get the opportunity, share the gospel. You're a minister. This is a practical step, guys. Now, I don't want you to get all weird and like, you know, nobody you invite comes. Because like Andrew said, it's not about the desperation or the humility. It's about the heartbeat of the Father. It's not about you trying harder. It's about you breaking your heart before the Lord for those people. If they come or if they don't, that's God's deal. But you do your part. We're going to do our part. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I know it's late tonight, but you're doing something substantial here. God, somebody said just recently, we don't want to be keepers of aquariums, we want to be fishers of men. And God, we don't want just this to be a great aquarium with the same fish week in, week out. We love the sheep that you've given us. Oh God, we're so thankful for every man and woman here tonight. So thankful, God. Thank you for another soul tonight added to your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. But God, we have our sights set higher. God, there's a city that is dead and in sin. And God, we're asking that you break our hearts. We're not content with 100, 200, 300. We're content when we can't find another crack or crevice in the city with a lost soul, God. That's your heartbeat. And God, I'm asking that you would absolutely consume us. Consume us, God. This week, Father, I'm praying right now in the book of Acts, it says your Spirit would come upon your people to empower them to be a witness. Not to speak in tongues, not to prophesy, to be a witness. And so I'm asking right now for an anointing by your Spirit right now on us to be a witness this week to our friends and to the broken and to the hurting and to the lost and the dying in our schools and our jobs. God, I'm praying right now that you would break off any fear of rejection or any of that stuff. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than that. You were injected by mankind, the very mankind that you came to save. And God, we're asking tonight for boldness. Spirit of God, a practical thing that you can do for us right now is to embolden our hearts, God. God, we're asking for a harvest, and we're asking that we wouldn't be another generation passed over. Break our hearts, God. We're not looking for position. We're looking for you to bring souls. Mighty God, we love you, Lord. Break our hearts every day this week until we get it in our spirit what your heartbeat is. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I love you guys tonight. We want to be a real church. We want to be the real deal. And sometimes that's fun, sometimes it's not. But you know, in the end of our lives, what are we going to say we live for? Another meeting? Another light show? A good musical instrument, a funny joke? Or are we going to say we lay down our lives for people that are now not going to hell? People now that have been ripped out of hell because of we live for something bigger than us and than our little meeting. Amen. I love you guys tonight. Let's go next week. Our leaders, I'm sorry for dropping this on you right now. We got a lot of work to do. But it's going to be worth it because we're going to bring lost souls into this place and they're going to be saved. There's an anointing here for salvations. I'm not believing to bring them and have nothing happen. We're going to invite them and the ones that comes are going to have a soft heart by the Spirit of God. Amen. We love you. You're dismissed. Whether you're a new Christian or an old, bring somebody. They have to know. Have an awesome week. Amen.